In his book, The Theology of the Reformers, Timothy George writes this about Martin Luther. Protestantism was born out of the struggle for the doctrine of justification by faith alone. For Luther, this was not simply one doctrine among others, but the summary of all Christian doctrine, the article by which the church stands or falls. Nothing in this article can be given up or compromised. Even in heaven and earth and things temporal should be destroyed. Those are the words of Martin Luther. Near the end of his life, Luther remembered how as a monk, the phrase justice of God in Romans 1:17 had struck terror in his soul. All of his attempts to satisfy God, his prayers, fastings, vigils, good works, left him with a wholly disquieted conscience. His mood swung from despair over his own failings to a simmering rage at God. Martin Luther said this, I did not love, indeed I hated, that God who punished sinners, and with a monstrous, silent, if not blasphemous, murmuring, I fumed against God. Still, Martin Luther, he said, knocked persistently upon Paul, meditating day and night in his study in the tower until he said this, I began to understand that the justice of God meant that justice by which the just man lives through God's gift, namely by faith. This is what it means. The justice of God is revealed by the gospel, a passive justice with which the merciful God justifies us by faith, as it is written, he who through faith is just shall live. Martin Luther said, here I felt that I was altogether born again and had entered paradise itself through open gates. Our law keeping, our works of righteousness, our keeping of the commandments have never or can ever justify any sinner. In fact, the harder we try to keep the law, the clearer it becomes that it is an impossibility. Romans 1:17 says that the righteous shall live by faith, or the just shall live by faith. Justification is an act of God's free grace, whereby he pardons all our sins and accepts us as righteous in his sight. Only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. That is the Westminster Catechism, answer number 33. So justification is not a process that makes us righteous over a period of time. We are declared righteous immediately upon believing, trusting, and having faith in Christ. Our justification was secured upon the cross as Christ satisfied the just demands of a holy God. In justification, the righteousness of Christ is imputed to us. We receive his righteousness. Christ bore our sins. A great exchange has taken place. Our justification is fixed. It is eternal as we are united to Christ. And the means or instrument of justification is faith and what Christ has accomplished on the cross. This free gift. Justification was the pillar of the Reformation, and nothing has changed. We must be diligent to make sure that it is still the pillar of our faith today. So let us pray as we confess our sins. Heavenly Father, our sins are without number. We are sinners by nature, and we continually sin by breaking your commands. Your just and holy law is a standard that we can never measure up to in our own strength. We need Christ and his righteousness, or we will be hopelessly lost. We are trusting in your Son, Jesus Christ. Our faith is in him and in no other. Your word says that those you have justified, you will glorify. This is our goal, Heavenly Father, to stand one day in your presence, robed in the righteousness of Christ, to see your glory and to enjoy you forever. Help us, Lord, we pray. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.